You know what time it is.
That's not news.
Shane Anderson in with some of the ridiculous not news that basically pollutes our news feed every single week. A very good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick.
How are you?
Great. Yeah, it's such a relaxing theme song.
Yeah, I know. It's beautiful. Hit me. What do we got?
Okay, so first off, we have border collies, right? So dogs.
What?
Dogs are in the news. I'm actually surprised you didn't see this, Nick.
I did not.
I know you're a cat guy.
I am.
But all my social media feeds, all my news feeds have been clogged with pictures and videos of border collies.
What are they doing?
They're just chilling in a field.
Not patrolling borders?
No,
not border patrol with border collies?
No border patrol with border collies. They are all standing in a field in what the owners, collective owners, aren't quite sure is a world record or not, but bunch of border collies in a field. Lots of photos taken naturally because if it's not a 40-second Facebook video, it didn't happen.
No, of course.
And it's just weird that in a week where, you know, you've got natural disasters, earthquakes, you've got women in Saudi Arabia getting the right to drive, all we're focused on is a bunch of dogs literally in a field.
Possibly a world record of border collies.
Maybe a world record. Maybe a world record.
Sure. Good.
Yeah, and it was in South Australia too. Not to bag out, you guys. I mean, we're just broadcast in Sydney, so maybe this is a safe space.
We're on digital. They could be listening.
It happened far away, is my point.
South Australia is far away now. Wow. Okay, we'll put that in the not news bucket.
Yeah, that's first in. That's the easy story out of the way, because second is the mess that is the news that came out this week, that Twitter is going to be extending its character limit to 280 characters as opposed to 140.
Amazing news, really, isn't it? Revolutionary.
You seem extremely excited.
I got a little angry on Twitter about it yesterday,
ironically,
I understand. But yeah, basically people have been saying, how about we have less Nazis? How about we have less abuse? How about we find a way to flag people who are really serial abusers? And Twitter have said, would you like double the amount of space to abuse people instead?
Yeah, so basically it's going to take double the amount of time to read racist tweets every morning on the train. It's a very exciting time that we live in.
Oh, it's beautiful, isn't it?
It's one of those weird things where it's hard to tell in the filter bubble I'm in if this actually is a big deal or not, or if people only care about it because lots of people in media are on Twitter.
I don't know what you're suggesting.
You're a big Twitter guy. I'm a sort of Twitter person. Maybe this is only in the news because people in the media are on Twitter and we think it's a big deal. But really, when you look outside the circle, Twitter's not that popular.
I'm willing to concede that maybe it is utterly unimportant.
It's a complete waste of time. And is it really going to make that much of a difference?
I'm going to wait and see on that one. But you're right. It wasn't really that important, was it?
Well, I look forward to abusing the new character limit next week when I tweet, forward tweet, not news. Maybe like extend the hashtag will be the only difference.
Very nice. Bigger hashtags. That's what we've all been waiting for.
That's what this segment is all about, hashtag generating.
Next.
Look, for the third bit of not news, it was really hard to choose between The Bachelor or Macklemore's performance at the NRL Grand Final. So I went with the announcement that Australia is going to have its own space agency.
Wait, why are you calling that not news?
Controversial.
Yeah, that's really controversial.
Yeah, it is really controversial. But look, I've been thinking about it a lot, and this is a huge announcement, right? So basically, they're going to start a space agency. We're like the second last Western nation to have a space agency.
Shocking stuff.
It's something that, I mean, Australia has had a role historically in a lot of space missions.
Huge
like we received
role.
The photos of the moon landing at the Parkes satellite, which I remember from family holidays when I was five. But look, I'm going to say it's not news because we are so late to the party. Even New Zealand has a space program, and we're so late to this party that we've failed to notice that space is now an industry run by corporations. National space programs don't matter that much, and we will only ever be a ripple in the pond. It is. You're looking like you're going to jump in.
I'm not.
But is my main point is that this announcement is a distraction. So it's going to provide a whole lot of jobs for really highly qualified people in STEM degrees who have had to go overseas to find jobs in their
yes.
industry. And that's because Australia is really, really bad to our scientists. So since 2013, this is kind of segueing into my real news.
Yeah.
Since 2013, CSIRO has been gutted. Climate scientists have been made redundant, 70 climate scientists last year, and we're exchanging environment research for giant coal-powered rockets.
Okay, I can see where you're coming from, maybe, I get it,
Yeah. Look, it's going to provide jobs, but this is more about kind of pushing a kind of national agenda that fits more in with this kind of space race pissing contest rather than long-term climate science research, which is arguably more important.
All right, I'll take that as read, Shane Anderson, thank you very much.